After I'd looked at the readings in the lectionary, I had to check them again because they seemed to be concentrating particularly on the Bible, on the scriptures, and the psalm as well as the readings. And I checked that because next week is designated as Bible Sunday. And I thought perhaps I was looking at the wrong page, but in fact they were the correct ones. So we will be thinking about the scriptures in particular. It's still said that the Bible is a bestseller. It has been said that the Bible, more than any other single work, has shaped the development of Western civilization over the last 2,000 plus years. But what place does the Bible have in the lives of many people today? Is the Bible relevant for life in the 21st century? Is a question which people often ask. It was written so long ago for people of a different culture. What possible relevance can it have for us? But the writer of the letter to the Hebrews said, "The word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword." If this is true, then surely it cannot be ignored. St. Paul, writing to his young friend Timothy, reminded him of the importance of the scriptures. Timothy was obviously a young man whom Paul had helped to faith, for in his first letter he addresses Timothy as my true son in the faith. It would seem that Timothy had been left in Ephesus with a considerable responsibility for the church there. And from what Paul writes, there is a problem to be dealt with. I urge you, when I went to Macedonia, stay there in Ephesus, so that you may command certain men not to teach false doctrines. And he went on to urge Timothy to avoid the pitfalls that he might encounter that could undermine his own faith. And then to encourage him, he wrote, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example." In his second letter, again, Paul wrote to encourage Timothy and reminds him of his Christian upbringing. "I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am now persuaded lives in you." Perhaps here's a reminder to us of how important it is to exercise our faith and how our faith can influence any children or grandchildren that we may have. But then as we turn to the verses for our reading this evening, Paul points out the value of the scriptures. They will make us wise for salvation. They are God-breathed. They're useful for teaching and training in righteousness, for correcting and rebuking, and they will equip for service. So first, they will help us to be wise for salvation. In the Bible, we find historical facts, but also spiritual truths. We read of the birth and life of Jesus Christ. We see him as both human and divine. We are taught of his death on the cross and his resurrection to new life. These truths do not change, and they form the basis of our faith. Also, through the Bible, we are shown the need of repentance and forgiveness and are assured that as we respond to God in love and thankfulness, we receive his precious gift of salvation. As we read, as we pray, we come to know Christ, not just as a character in history, but as a person who gives life a meaning. The scriptures are God-breathed. We can see the Bible as a collection of books written by ordinary people who use their own style and express truths about God in different ways. But God's Spirit was working in them, and what they wrote were messages that came from God. At the beginning of the book of Jeremiah, he says, "The word of the Lord came to me." And in our reading tonight, "This is what the Lord says." And we find these similar words in many other places in the Bible. where the writers attributed what they're writing to God's message to them. The word for breath is the same as the word used for the wind. It's used in Genesis as God breathed life into his creation. It is the same power, the wind, that signified the Spirit's presence at Pentecost. And the same power from God through his Holy Spirit that inspired and empowered his people through the ages. And that same Spirit who will teach us through that same word. Then said Paul, the scriptures are useful for teaching and training in righteousness. Now, we're not likely to dispute that the New Testament contains much teaching. We have Jesus' parables, passages like the Sermon on the Mount, in which he used illustrations from everyday life to teach spiritual truths. And these are valuable sources of teaching about how we should live out our lives. St. Paul wrote letters to the churches and individuals to instruct and encourage them in their faith, with instructions about worship, family life, the business world. And even if today's situations are different, the principles are surely still the same. And this too applies to much of the teaching of the Old Testament. Some of the laws, for example those about diet and hygiene in Leviticus, were for people in certain situations that would probably not apply to us today. But others, like the Ten Commandments, are surely still valid as basic guidance. And Jesus himself said, "I did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it." And then says Paul, they are useful for correcting and rebuking. Perhaps we don't like the sound of that. But how do we know what is right and what is wrong? Well, we have a conscience, but surely we need guidelines to help us. The Bible is sometimes described as a mirror. We see God in all his goodness and therefore our own imperfections. And we can begin to do something about it. St. Paul often felt it necessary to challenge his readers about their mistakes and their way of life. Many temptations similar to those we face today, he had to speak to them about. And so surely we should too heed his warnings. There may be occasions when we feel it necessary to challenge someone about their way of life. But it's important to recall Jesus' words. First, cast out the beam in your own eye. And finally, says St. Paul, the scriptures will equip for service. As Christians, we are all called to serve God in one way or another. And to be able to do this, we need to know the God whom we serve, and the best way to get to know him and his character and what he wants of us is surely through the words that he inspired. St. Paul's challenge to Timothy was, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Paul saw the scriptures as important to Christian life, and so important that Timothy was to be ready at all times, whether convenient or not, to use the scriptures in his ministry. Some time ago, Michael Green wrote, "The Bible is a varied book. It contains poetry, history, parable, teaching, allegory. Interpretation may differ depending on the category which a passage falls into. The important thing is that we accept the authority of its message about the sovereignty of God and Jesus, his Son." So how should we view and approach the Bible? Surely as God's word for all time. And we should approach it humbly and study it, asking God to teach us through his Holy Spirit. And then be willing to apply and obey the truths which we discover inside its word. Amen.